Hey guys, welcome to the Content Conversation Podcast. My name is Grace and I'm a wedding photographer.
I'm Connor, I'm a copywriter.
We are excited that you are here. Today we are talking about Merit Coffee, well, Merit Roasters, correct? Or roasting?
Yeah, we're talking about Merit Roasting Company, which if you're in San Antonio, Dallas, or Austin.
Yep.
More so San Antonio. If you're in San Antonio, you probably remember them as local coffee. They recently rebranded to now all their stuff is Merit Coffee.
Yep.
Which is awesome. But that's who we're talking about today, which is going to be really exciting.
Connor and I have been going to this coffee shop for, honestly, probably ever since it opened, really. I mean, yeah. For a long time. We are both originally from San Antonio, and so I remember going there to meet up with my very first, like, wedding clients at local, and I would edit there. It's a great place to work and study. Majority of the people who go there are going there to work and study, I would say.
Yeah, every time I'm in there, there's always people. I mean, the number of times I've gone there to work remotely or write or anything, I love going there.
Yeah, I would go there weekly when I lived in San Antonio. Every single week I would go, every Tuesday, I'd go and spend the entire day at local coffee. They have great coffee, obviously, but also great service, such friendly people.
The atmosphere is great.
Yeah, every single, I was about to say, like, every single coffee shop has, like, bright big windows.
They have great lighting.
Yeah,
in there.
Always great lighting and lots of tables to sit out and work at. But yeah, we just wanted to do a company spotlight on them because it's been cool for us to honestly see them grow. Because I knew them when they had one or two coffee shops in San Antonio.
We're pals.
You know, we're like busters with local.
Yeah, because their original location was over in Alamo Heights. Off Broadway. I think that's the first one.
Actually, it was on Terra.
That's the first one?
The first one was on Terra.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because I asked my brother, who's all about local as well.
Oh, really?
And it was on Terra, I believe. But Broadway came right up after that.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones.
It definitely was one of the first ones.
Now they have, let's see, like five
in San Antonio.
They have a couple in Austin.
And two in Dallas,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They've grown a lot. And we just wanted to highlight the fact that they have created such an incredible community.
Yeah.
Around their coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. As far as boutique coffee shop goes, like, it can be easy to want to kind of group them with all the others, but I do think they're very different for a couple reasons. One of them is they really care a lot about just creating good craft coffee, locally sourced, right? Didn't we look that up? We did some research on this earlier.
Yeah, we did.
But they're really great about just creating creating community around really great coffee. So this isn't just like going to Starbucks and getting your venti, you know, half calf latte, right? This is more of an experience around coffee, and their coffee is good.
Yes.
And it's very specific. They're very specific on how it's roasted and how it's brewed.
And also on where they get their beans from. So they have this, like, it's honestly imported and freshly roasted. So they're very big on just the ethics of the coffee industry. If you don't know anything about the coffee industry, there's a lot that goes into it, but they're just very honest and open about where they get their beans, and they have blog posts that are all about, like, their process. They go to where, like, the coffee beans are literally farmed in Guatemala and Ethiopia and all of those brands, so they know where it's coming from and what it's like, which is really cool.
Yeah, especially if you're a millennial and you really care about your coffee, what you're drinking. I do.
Yeah.
I would say. I mean, I'm not like a coffee snob by any means, but if you follow me on Instagram, you know,
I love
my coffee.
It's just cool that they share that experience with their community, because their target audience, honestly, are a lot of millennials. And so millennials care about that. And Merit Coffee cares about it as well.
So this is what their website says that I like. It says, "We renovated an old warehouse in South San Antonio and opened Merit Roasting Co. Now we're traveling the world, building direct trade relationships and bringing back extraordinarily good beans to roast, grind, brew, and sell. By personally sourcing beans from around the world, we take responsibility for the quality of the coffee in your cup."
That's awesome.
So that, I mean, as far as building community goes, that's kind of where it starts. And they've really done a great job, you know, in San Antonio as a city is really great about, like, gathering around their local companies.
They are.
Austin, I think, is the same way.
Yeah.
You're more familiar with Dallas. I don't know if they're, I'm sure they're probably.
Yeah, Fort Worth, I would say.
Fort Worth more
so. Yeah.
But something I really like about them is most of the content that they post is all user, most of it is user generated. Mm-hmm. So these are people that are actually going to their stores and enjoying their coffee in kind of their element.
Right.
And I know they've shared a few of my photos, which is cool. It makes you feel like you're a part, like just for me, it makes you feel like you're kind of a part of a bigger thing.
Even on social media.
Yeah.
In person and on social media. I mean, what a trust factor in order to share what you just read on their website. Like, they're sharing that with the people who drink their coffee. Mm-hmm. And then also on social media, like, you trust them more. You feel friendly with them more. You admire them more. And you're more likely to just go back over and over and over again just through sharing your post being shared.
Yeah, so when you have a really unique product, like I believe that they do, I think that, yeah, you could look at it as just another cup of coffee, but when you look at the process behind kind of their business model and how they create and bring this product to their consumers, it's very unique. And that's really, when it comes to creating community around around products or around your services, that's kind of where it starts, with like a unique value proposition.
Right.
And they have that. And because they have that, they've really been able to create an awesome experience around just a cup of coffee.
Right.
And so, I mean, I know for me personally, like, coffee is more than just like a morning, like, pick me up. Like, I just enjoy coffee.
Yeah.
Like, every once in a while, my husband and I, like, drink decaf in the evenings just because coffee is, like, a comfort thing.
Yes, it is.
Decaf is really not that great. But it's just the fact that we can have coffee at the end of the day. And I don't want anything caffeinated, but he gets home from work. We can sit on the couch and talk about our day and have, like, this comforting cup of coffee.
It's
so
true.
I'm sure it's probably the same for you, Grace.
Oh, for sure. I love it on Merit Coffee's website. The first thing you read is respect for the coffee ritual. And it says, for many of us, coffee means more than a morning jolt of caffeine. It's an indulgence, a ritual, a small, happy moment in the day. That's why we keep the pace with the rapid evolution of coffee craft and often lead the way. Like you, we care about the taste and quality of the coffee we serve and the hospitality you experience at Merit Coffee. We've trained with some of the best coffee people in the world, some of us earning certification as professional coffee stewards, and all of us acquiring the skills to make your cup of coffee the best in Texas. I love the part about hospitality, because that is another thing that we've talked about. I mean, how many boutique coffee shops are there nowadays? So many.
A lot.
There's so many. They're everywhere. And local is in 3 cities in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. And they've created it through their hospitality at each each coffee store. We were talking about how, we won't name them, but how some coffee shops we know can be a little snobby in their coffee.
You get a snob
drinks.
Vibe.
And local is not like that. And we've been to a lot of them. We've been to the San Antonio's, the Dallas. Like, they are all kind. They are all just ready to serve and happy and smiling and excited that you're there.
Yeah.
They're there to take care of you. They'll give you a refill if you need one. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really...
They answer your questions.
They answer your questions.
Yeah.
And they're really nice. And so I think that's such a big part of what makes them different compared to the rest of the coffee shops. Is their quality for the coffee, for the people who really do appreciate that.
But even if, like, you're not a coffee, like, aficionado or whatever, like, even those people who, like, maybe don't necessarily care where it comes from, like, they can still enjoy a good cup of coffee.
Right.
Maybe, like, even more so for those people, they can enjoy it maybe without feeling intimidated.
Right.
You know, because sometimes it can be easy to feel kind of intimidated in some of these shops because you're like, oh my gosh, these people like know so much about coffee. Can I just get like that's how my husband is. He's like, can I just get like a cup of black coffee?
Yeah.
Like,
just normal.
He just doesn't care.
Right.
But even for those people, creating a good experience, even if maybe you don't know a whole lot about coffee or you don't really care where your coffee comes from. So they have done an amazing job about you know, creating that, it connects people, right? Coffee is one of those things that, like, so many people like, and it's just one of those things that can start conversations. It can connect you with other people. Like, I feel like I always connect with people who are like, oh my gosh, I love coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, me too. Let's talk about coffee together.
It's true. It really does bring people together, and especially just nowadays where the millennials are not as connected. I know this sounds pretty crazy, but honestly, coffee brings the millennials together.
Coffee, I mean, it's something that, like, you know, young and old, like, people just enjoy is coffee. So we've always been huge fans of a local, now Merit. Their rebrand has been, it looks awesome. They have new cups, which look really cool.
It's cool because so they started out as Local Coffee, which is what I still call them because it's just in my head, which was an awesome name because they were so local, right, to San Antonio, and they just exploded in San Antonio. But then they changed to Merit, and I just looked up, like, the definition of Merit. There's, like, a few different definitions, but one of them is a praiseworthy quality or character or conduct deserving reward, honor, or esteem, which is what I love, how, because we just read how they are looking for that perfect cup of coffee to give to you and the hospitality of serving you at their coffee shops. So, because at first when they changed it to Merit, I was like, oh, why did they change it to Merit? But that, like, gives it so much more value and personality to their brand, and it is very applicable to who they are.
You read, like, oh, here, there it is. There is merit in pursuing perfection. That's on their website.
They're there to pursue the value of coffee in every way, in every way possible, from the beans that they source, where they're getting from, where they're getting it from, how they're roasting it, how they're making it at their coffee shops, and then they sell their beans, so even on how they're selling their beans.
And even in the people that make your coffee, like, these are people who, you know, take a lot of pride in their work. And want to deliver the best product for you. So really, when it comes to kind of, like, end it, you know, when it comes to creating community around a product or a service, you know, it does really start with creating something quality. Having a very unique value proposition, because, like, millions of people could all you know, make a quality cup of coffee, right? There's, like, so many coffee shops in San Antonio that all make a good cup of coffee. But having a unique value proposition, and then using, like, especially on social media, sharing people's experiences and stories with your product, with the world.
Inviting them in. So Merit Coffee, we love you guys. Y'all are awesome.
We do.
Now
love you.
I want to go get a cup of coffee from y'all.
I know. Now I want my vanilla latte.
No, thanks for joining us today. Y'all, you can find this episode on our website as well at contentconvospodcast.com. Always find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for joining us today, and we will continue this conversation next week.